producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, good morning. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number two, get in. 87. Yeah, you know what? I sound a little loud today to me. Let me take that down a wee bit. There we go. The number two, get in. 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. If Barack Obama is the biggest gun salesman of all time, then the sales firm that he checks in with has got to be the Progressive Party. Now, Bob Owens, one of the ways that he gathers information on these, on Second Amendment things, is he has a Google alert for Second Amendment news. And recently he published a list of things that he found with headlines like, "Meet the Second Amendment Dead Enders." The gun fetishists, the third flaw in the Second Amendment. It's time to trash the Second Amendment. Just say it. Repeal the Second Amendment. What the Second Amendment really means. It was written wrong, that kind of stuff. The overwhelming majority of headlines on that particular morning that Bob found troubling were either an outright call to repeal or revoke or rewrite, or in some case, as, you know, some cases, trash the Second Amendment rights. In Milwaukee, where the violent crime rate has catapulted the city into the top 10 most dangerous cities, and the police chief gives excuse after excuse about their troubles, the brilliant Milwaukee Journal Sentinel published an opinion piece by Barry Blackwell, former professor and chair of psychiatry at the Milwaukee campus of the University of Wisconsin-Madison School of Medicine. The article, titled "Revoke the Second Amendment," is an all-out attack on all things gun-related. In it, he says the part of a militia of the people is not needed because now we have military and National Guard in place, and the gun ownership debate is shaped by once imagined and now real fear, specious reasoning, rigid belief systems, and politics corrupted by money. Read that to mean that he's saying tyranny, sophistry, ideology, or bribery. In Milwaukee, where the murder rate is up 80% over last year already, Blackwell's solution is to strip law-abiding citizens of their right to carry guns in self-defense. And the tyranny that he's talking about has been that imposed by the NRA on peace-loving citizens who can no longer congregate and feel safe in schools, churches, cinemas, and shopping malls. That is a civil right not mentioned in this Constitution, but vital to a civilized life and essential to preserve. All that stands in its way is the Second Amendment. It's an American anomaly that should be revoked. Sometimes when I read this stuff, coming from somebody who probably, he either owns guns or he's so afraid of them that he falls into a fetal position every time he sees one. I just kind of wonder about these people. Jason Hoyt, the author of the book Consent of the Governed, has spent years studying the true meaning of what our forefathers were attempting to protect with the Second Amendment, wrote, "It requires a minimum level of insanity to think bad guys won't kill people because they will somehow follow a new anti-gun law when there's already a law, not to mention commandment, against killing people. To believe removing guns from law-abiding citizens will reduce crime is like believing the government's prohibition on drugs has eliminated drugs in our society. Blackwell's argument is completely void of intellectual honesty, and one of our founders warned us against what he says. History has proven his argument to be a most dangerous one as well. His belief that only the government should have guns is exactly what the founders warned us against and why the Second Amendment must remain in place to protect our natural God-given right to self-defense." Right now, it's sort of hip. I saw this little thing on Saturday Night Live where they had Amy Schumer, who had gotten out there and said that she was going to be all pro-gun control and everything else now. They did a thing about guns being everywhere, and people are jogging in the park, firing guns in the air, and giving guns to each other, and a baby's born, and he gets a little derringer. And it's hip. And that's cool. I don't mind being unhip. That's actually sort of fun to be unhip in that particular case. If they think they know best, they need to only look at what the, you know, look at how the Nazis unarmed the Jews for their own good. Without the Second Amendment, there is no Constitution. That's what it boils down to. And the Constitution gets in the way of a lot of progressive things. I mean, I hope you understand that. Now more than ever, we need to be like Jim Irvine said yesterday, and we need to be out there for the cause. We need to band together to work to dispel the popular talking points of gun grabbers and citizens looking to abolish the Second Amendment. It's no longer taboo to talk about religion, politics, or constitutional rights. They do it all the time. It makes it in press and media and everything else, so we have to talk back. The other thing that we also need to consider is if we don't, we have two courses of action we can take. We can let a swell begin, which is actually not happening. For all the stuff that's out there in the press, gun rights are more popular now than ever. There's no way for them to get around that either. They can keep printing all of this stuff, what the Second Amendment really means. Reread the Second Amendment, then consider these specific gun proposals. How the gun lobby rewrote the Second Amendment. The right wing's fake history of the Second Amendment. Don't repeal the Second Amendment, rewrite it. You can look at all of that stuff and understand that every time somebody puts something out there, it has the equal but opposite reaction to what they're actually intending. Because if you look at who's writing some of this stuff... I mean, some of this stuff is coming out of, let's see, where are the outlets here that we have? Let's look at what we got. We got Salon.com, Chronicle of Higher Education, which is a subscription blog. Politico magazine, which actually had a pro-gun piece. Ben Carson is right on guns. Seating Chair, never heard of it. Burlington County Times, which is a subscription service. The Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, the Chicago Tribune, Alternet, whatever that is, Baltimore Sun, which I'm surprised they're still even in existence. They should be part of the smoking crater. And the Salt Lake Tribune, which this was actually how the gun lobby rewrote the Second Amendment. That's by Cass Sunstein, one of the czars of the Obama administration. But if you look at where they're coming from and everything, most of these places are already, with a few exceptions, Salt Lake. There's guns all over Salt Lake City, Utah. Not sure about Pittsburgh. Pennsylvania is a very, very, very pro-gun state. Philadelphia, not so much, but hey, they're an A-rated city. Class 1 city, whatever they are. It doesn't matter. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
communication has to be boring. Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. Back in August, Chicago Archbishop, and I swear to God I'm not making up this name, Blaise Cupich. If I ever write an avant-garde novel, it's going to be titled Blaise Cupich. Angered a number of pro-lifers when he wrote in reference to the Planned Parenthood scandal, while commerce in the remains of defenseless children is particularly repulsive, we should be no less appalled by the indifference toward the thousands of people who die daily for lack of decent medical care, who are denied rights by a broken immigration system and by racism, who suffer in hunger, joblessness, and want, who pay the price of violence in gun-saturated neighborhoods, or who are executed by the state in the name of justice. So, in other words, yeah, sure, what Planned Parenthood is doing is bad, but let's not emphasize it more than our broken immigration system and other issues so near and dear to liberal pro-abortion Democrats. On October the 9th, the same Blaise Cupich wrote the following on the topic of gun violence. Members of Congress stood late last month to applaud Pope Francis's call to an end to the weapons industry that is motivated by money that is drenched in blood, and to endorse his call to confront the problem, stop the arms trade. Surely America's political leaders did not think the Pope's comments were limited to arms trade outside of America's borders. We must band together to call for gun control legislation. We must act in ways that promote the dignity and value of human life, and we must do it now. You know what? I have met some true men of God. I have. For some reason, I have never seen one that I consider a true man of God calling for gun control. That's because I believe that true men of God sit around in a world largely surrounded and cloaked in reality. They have to deal with suffering all the time, and with their parishioners and their people that come to their places and everything else. A weapons industry that is motivated by money that is drenched in blood. Here's the thing about the weapons industry, okay? The weapons industry is a reaction. Do I believe there's a military-industrial complex? Yeah. To a degree, I do. But then again, I have worked within the bureaucracy of the American military. I know how bureaucratic it can be. Is there a lot of money that moves around? Sure. Do I think that they sit around on a constant basis, especially the gun makers of the United States? Do I think they sit around hoping that we shoot each other? I don't think so. I don't think so. We have seen what gun banning does. When they have the assault weapons ban happening, back in the mid-90s up through the mid-first part of the turn of the century, development stopped on the M16, M4, AR-15 platform. Stopped. When we went to war in the first Persian Gulf, the weapons those guys were carrying in the first Persian Gulf was probably some of the ones I carried. And I had been out of the Army at that time 11 years. It had not moved in 11 years. The development had not moved. The needle had not gone up at all. 2005, 2000, when 2004, when it sunsets and they're saying everybody's going to die, it's going to be a hail of gunfire in the streets of the United States. The gullies will be wet with the blood of America. Of course, that didn't happen. Then development began anew. Then we got things like quad rails, telescoping stocks, lighter weight weapons, optics introduced, flat tops introduced. And the weapon began to evolve, and the M16, M4, AR-15 platform became what it is today, which is a Lego set. So whenever they ban guns, it's never good for development. And getting out, it actually hurts our national preparedness It's the same thing as if we had just said, well, you know, the muskets worked in the Revolutionary War. No need to develop something better. This kind of thing evolves. This coming from a guy who's pro-abortion. Now, when I sit around and I'm trying to look at a parallel, the only parallel I can find to the American abortion industry is democide in other countries, where with 60 million children aborted now, I would have to say we rival some of the most despotic leaders ever on the planet. And here's the thing, America, about abortion. I don't know if you've ever read the book Freakonomics. Freakonomics gets out there and they make a statement in Freakonomics that they declare as fact. And I don't remember it verbatim, but they say one of the reasons that crime did not go through the roof is because of abortion. And I'm not going to quote the text because I will get it wrong, but the primary idea is that because of all the black aborted babies, that's why crime didn't go through the roof, as if somehow just being black makes you a criminal. I don't believe that. I don't subscribe to that. I believe not having a family might lead that way. I believe living in a liberal bastion might take you that way. But I don't believe just being, you know, I don't believe your pigment determines your moral outlook. I really don't. And they get out there and they're pushing abortion as if it is some sort of societal benefit. And all around us, we hear people all the time saying, America does not have the growth in, we don't have the, we're not having as many babies. We've aborted 60 million of them. Now it's no longer a racial thing. Now it's just a thing. It's women's health care. And this cat, he looked at this, he saw this controversy coming out of there, and he decided to do a little sidestep. From here on out, I believe I got Shane on the board today. I got Shane? I want you to have the intro to the show change tomorrow to go lock and load with Blaze Cuppich. I just like the sound of that. From here on out, I want to be known as Blaze Cuppich. I just like that. Plus, you can sidestep. I can talk about anything then, and I don't even have to make any sense. I think it's a good idea. I'm excited just being a part of it. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You wouldn't go camping in the Everglades without bug spray, would you? It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with scanners and steal the information on the RFID chips in your credit and debit cards. IDStronghold.com is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, opened or closed, no matter where in the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and do not shield properly, if at all. When you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com. Because getting anything else is like using latex gloves as oven mitts. Ouch.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. In the university, well, in probably all of the universities of Texas, there's a lot of professors wringing their hands because very shortly the students are going to be able to decide if they're of age and they meet Texas criteria, they're going to be able to carry a gun on campus. When that begins, you know, just based upon what I find from all the other concealed carriers that are 21 years or older, as far as their age is concerned, nothing's going to happen. There's not going to be any shootouts over the last half pint of vanilla milk. There's not going to be any shootouts over a disagreement on quantum physics or, you know, polyscience. There's not going to be a shootout at the Spirit. The Spirit rally. There's not going to be any of that stuff. But, you know, that doesn't matter to certain people. And for some reason, the loyal professors of academia, they seem to be completely anti-gun. And one of them is particularly hysterical, an economics professor. He has quit his post and announced plans that he's going to go down under as a result of the new gun law taking effect that will allow college students with a concealed carry permit to carry concealed in campus buildings. Which one of these fine pieces of propaganda is this coming out of? It doesn't say. Maybe it's KXAN, I'm not sure. An esteemed economics professor at the University of Texas at Austin resigned in the wake of the new open carry law. The law supporters argue it will help protect students and faculty in the event of a shooting. There won't be any more shootings. That's the fun part. There won't be any more. They'll just carry the things around and develop piriformis on one side of their body. Daniel Hammermesh. This, you know, I'm not making any of this up. I am not making any of this up. Daniel Hammermesh is his name. He is the Sue Killam Professor Emeritus. He wrote in a letter to University President Greg Fenves that the law enhanced the risk that a disgruntled student might bring a gun into the classroom. The issue is not people like me. I'm small potatoes. The real issue is that for Texas, for people who are thinking about coming here, they have lots of alternatives. The ones we want to hire here do have alternatives. The law goes into effect August 1st of next year and would allow a licensed gun owner to carry concealed weapons into classrooms and university buildings. According to his bio, Hammermesh taught at the University of Texas from 1993 until 2014 when he retired. He was set to teach a course every fall until 2017, but given the change in the law, he's decided not to maintain the contract. In the letter to the president, Hammermesh explained that he'll be spending some of next fall at the University of Sydney where the risk seems lower. He cited prior shooting incidents of professors by lawful concealed carriers in his letter as justification for quitting. Looking at his letter now. However, there's a problem. He didn't actually cite any of these shootings because he could not do it because there haven't been any documented instances of students with concealed carry permits murdering their professors with a legally concealed handgun on a college campus in U.S. history ever, ever. Hammersmith also noted that he primarily taught 18-year-olds. He's not going to have any in his classes that way anyway, because in Texas you have to be 21 years old. So his argument that his course ran a substantially enhanced risk also falls flat as a matter of facts and logic. Professor Hammersmith, you can quit your job for whatever reason you want to. This is America, by golly gosh, and damn it, you don't have to go anywhere you don't want to. However, getting out there and scapegoating a law when you have no basis to do so, when there's no historical, empirical evidence to present to show why it should not have been put in place in the first place, and when we know what we know about college campus crime and, sexual assaults and all this other stuff, who exactly do you think is going to be most at risk here? Because as soon as this law goes into effect, you're going to see a beautiful, absolutely stunning, precipitous drop in crime for your students. I'm pretty sure there's probably been some professors at various places and colleges throughout the United States who've been assaulted going to their car, beaten up. I mean, does that give you the moral high ground if you're beaten up? Would you rather be beaten up than shot? Would you rather be beat to death than shot to death? I mean, isn't it all death at the end of it? Being beaten to death is a much, much rougher trip, too, by the way. You're a coward, Pop. I mean, you know, I don't know how old you are. You're probably my age. You're a coward. You need to change your name. Just get rid of it altogether. Not Hammersmith. Definitely not Hammersmith. Maybe, I don't know, Tweezer Smith. Paperclip Smith, something small and minute, certainly not Hammer Smith. You have no reasonable reason to quit. Your students have a right to be protected, and that right does not stop when they hit a stupid college building. There's a lot of Virginia Tech students who are no longer here with us that would have loved to have had a gun. They would have given everything they've got to. They would have shot it out with a Sung-Hoo Cho. They would shot it out with him naked, if that's what it came down to him, just to have a gun in their hands and couldn't care less. They just would like to have had a fighting chance. And you don't like that. And that's a good point there, Judo, in the chat room. Prisons are liberty-free zones, too. You don't run a prison, Professor Hammersmith. None of these colleges run prisons. They run institutes of higher learning where somebody pays to come there. And college campuses are the only places I know where you pay an outrageous amount just to get there in the first place. And then they tell you everything you can do. I've seen instances where students living off campus have been visited by the campus police so they can take their gun from them when the campus police don't have any jurisdiction to do it. And then it makes national news, and then everybody, you know, hands guns back and holds their heads down and slunks into the corner and hopes it all goes away. Please don't make us look like we're communists that we really are and all this other stuff. Colleges. In Columbia, South Carolina, which if it hasn't been flooded out, you have this place called Five Points, which is this old shopping area, which has a lot of restaurants and bars and shops and everything else. And it is right beside the University of South Carolina. Where Steve Spurrier quit yesterday. I'm not impacted by that. So, too, are the Bloods and Crips at Five Points. So that means that when the students come down to Five Points to hang out and be students, they're mingling out there with gangbangers. Armed gangbangers, I might add. The gangbangers aren't coming out there going, well, these college students, all they have is their hands. We're not going to take guns. That wouldn't be honorable. No. They're bringing their gats. Don't kid yourself. Don't look for South Carolina to go anytime soon to having campus carry. But in Texas, on August the 1st of next year, students can be armed, and professors, you can all quit and run away and go put on that dress and cry in the corner. Thank you. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to endofbubble.com. Again, that's endofbubble.com.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at patriotnecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
Patriotnecklace.com?
Patriotnecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from patriotnecklace.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
All right, welcome back. As we get ready to flip into hour number two, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Recently, the New York Times published a story entitled How They Got Their Guns, purporting to show how 8 of the last 14 mass shooters obtained the firearms used in their killing sprees. The gun, because we can't just have a picture of one of these yahoos on there, the gun they show is, of course, an AR-15 made by Delton. Delton makes a good, solid gun. Now, during the Umpqua Community College attack, there were no AR-15s fired. When questioned, the authors of the story claimed it would not be fair to provide a photo of the Glock or the Smith & Wesson or the Taurus handguns carried by the attacker. Only the Glock was fired because they couldn't pin down the exact model used. Delton, of course, makes 17 models of rifles. That did not keep them from arbitrarily grabbing one of them. And by the way, in silhouette, Glocks, and I do love them, they all look alike. They are the most ugly utilitarian guns known to man. Like Gaston Glock thought to himself, ugh, how can I make an ugly gun? And Viola, we have the Glock, so... But that doesn't matter. Let's put up the AR-15. The press and the Democrats are obsessed with the AR-15. The AR-15 is not used very much in crime. It has been used in some high-profile crimes, of course, Sandy Hook and such, but not really used that much in crime. Now, crime is still going down, despite the AR-15's proliferation. I think I sort of understand what the problem is with the AR-15. You see, with the AR-15, if something were to happen, and say we're invaded by a foreign power, and me and you, we have to become the Wolverines. Say that I'm sleeping on the couch one day, and I get out, and the North Koreans are parachuting over my town. And I have to become one of the Wolverines. With my trusty AR-15, I can run out the door, as best as I can run. And if I survive the first onslaught, the first wave, as I'm going along and everything, the beauty of the AR-15 is that all the parts with the M16, M4 platform interchange with the AR-15. The only reason the AR-15 is the AR-15 is because it doesn't have a full automatic switch. And it, you know, I'm being semantic. I'm trying to fill in some semantic gaps. It's actually just an automatic switch. You have semi-auto, you have auto. Okay? Or as I like to say, the chatter switch. Now, why is that a problem? I ran one of these for a long time. Not AR-15, of course. I ran the real thing. And I know how to handle one. I have never had a negligent discharge with one of these things, even when I was training with them. The beauty of the American military familiarization with the weapon in basic training is it is basically, you know, it's 16 hours a day for about 2.5-3 weeks until qualifying day. And then up to that point, you're spending a lot of time pulling it apart and learning how to, you know, the manual of arms and everything else. You're learning everything you can about the gun in a short period of time. And they're not that complicated an item to operate. It has some idiosyncrasies, as all weapons do. Why is the Democrat Party, why are the gun grabbers so preoccupied with this very basic rifle, which, you know, you can find them nowadays from $499 up. The AR-15 rifle is very modular in nature, which is one reason I like it. I like modularity, which is, you know, it's a hallmark of things because you can change its configuration. That's why I like my both of the rifles that I currently sport are very modular. The AR-15 can be set up in a wide range of configurations. You can go with a long-range scope, like one of these big honking telescopic scopes, or you can go short-range with an optic, or you can take a red dot optic, of course, or you can take and combine a magnifier with a red dot optic, and then you've got the best of both worlds. All of this fits on an AR-15. No problems at all. Competition shooters use them. They have a very light recoil. Women can shoot them quite well. You can mount so many different... You can mount a bipod on there if you need to. You can change the rail, the quad rail, the handguard, whatever you want. The AR-15 design, the M16 M4 AR-15 platform, is like the iPhone. Because everybody makes an accessory for it. And, of course, in the modern vernacular of the time right now, a lot of people call the AR-15 the modern musket. And having AR-15s does make us a well-regulated militia because we're having, you know, in the event that something bad did happen, right? We run the same kind of magazines as the military-issue weapon, the same ammo as the military-issue weapon. No problems. There's no adaptation involved in that. You just grab it and stick it in there and go. In the late 20th century, the early 21st, there's no other gun out there that can help the modern unorganized militia more than the AR-15. So, once again, we know that long guns of all kinds account for less than 300 homicides a year. And that's a pretty steady number in a nation of 320 million. Now, the left wing of the Democratic Party is very, very specific about wanting to get rid of these things. So we know it's not about crime. They're not looking to get rid of a lot of people getting killed. Why do they want to take these from us? Remember this about classifications of weapons. There is no such thing as an assault weapon. There are objects used in an assault. This ink pen that I'm holding in my hands, if I pull off the tip or the cover or the cap or whatever you call it, the point of this pen can be used as in a weapon. And, I can't hurt somebody. I can kill somebody with it. And then at that point, this becomes the assault weapon. Likewise, this pistol. Right now, it's a weapon. It's actually a tool. If I use it in a... And, you know, assault is one of those things that goes both ways. If I'm attacked when I'm out and I'm carrying my gun, there will be an assault. Don't kid yourselves. I will be on full-on assault mode. And that will become the assault weapon. But it's objective. It's a case-by-case thing. You can take a roll up a magazine and shove it down, you know, roll it up like a roll, and shove it down somebody's throat, and that's an assault weapon. Man is very imaginative when it comes to hurting each other. And yet, the fixation is on taking AR-15s out of our hands. Second Amendment was written by a bunch of guys who just won a long and bloody revolution against the tyrannical government with stuff they brought from the House. They fervently believed that every one of us had a pre-existing natural right to bear arms of contemporary military utility as a check against government power. Not so we could go and hunt. Those things, hunting and all this other stuff, that's a step down. That's a step down, but don't kid yourselves, hunters, who make up the largest land army on the planet. If they get the ARs, they'll be coming for you next, because guess what? You guys carry long-range sniper rifles. Yeah. So, the modern musket now is such an advanced killing machine. According to the grabbing Democrats, they're on par with drones and stealth fighters and tanks and missiles. Sure it is. We'll be right back. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Specializing in matching the customer with their needs, Georgia Optics has turned customer satisfaction into business as usual. Georgia Optics brings its 20 years of hunting retail experience and has expanded to the highest variety of hunting and gun-related merchandise under one roof. Every budget, every need. At Georgia Optics, the question isn't what you are looking for, but which one fits your needs. Check them out at georgiaoptics.com. Georgia Optics, the epitome of choice and satisfaction.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.